Good morning and welcome back to Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring and we're excited today to be joined by several representatives from the Villa of Hope. Christina Golo is the CEO at the Villa. We also have Dr. Murray, the program director at the Gregory E. Polizzini Treatment Center, and Christy Elias, who is the director at the Integrated Clinic. Today we're going to be talking about behavioral treatment. And let's start, Christina. You are the CEO at the Villa of Hope. Could you just give our listeners who may not know an overview of your organization and what you do in the community?
Sure, absolutely. And thanks for having us, John. Appreciate it. So Villa of Hope has been in the Rochester community since 1942. So we just celebrated our 80th anniversary. The Villa started as an orphanage during that time. So our campus, our main campus is original when that began in 1942. And then we have some other locations too, which you'll hear about. But so during that time, it really was strictly an orphanage from 1942 until 1976. In 1976, it became its own organization, separated from the Diocese of Rochester, but for many, many years until the 2000s was a residential facility for youth and then also working with their families. So most of that work was really embedded in residential treatment and then group homes in the community. We started a process back in 2011 to really look at programmatic transformation based on community needs. And so over this last decade, we have downsized most of our on-campus residential, and we have moved to a four core pillar approach that is directly related to social determinants of health. And for people who don't know what social determinants of health are, they are really anywhere from 40 to 60% of the basis for our physical health. So they're things like where people happen to live, work, play, get educated, the violence that they are exposed to, all of those things play into somebody's physical health and somebody's life expectancy. So that's where the Villa comes in. And our four core areas to address those social determinants of health are behavioral health, both inpatient and outpatient. And Dr. Murray and Christy Elias will share more information about their particular programs. And then the other areas are care coordination, and that's community work that's done both with children and families. And it's all about connecting people to the right appointments that they need in the community and working through the systematic barriers that exist for people and getting them connected to the mental health treatment that they need. And then the other two areas are community restoration and education. Community restoration is all about prevention. It's all about a drop-in center that we have that's open from 3 to 11 called Hope Place to get people connected and to have peer supports. And then also work-based learning and workforce development, because getting people employed is really critical. And then education, we have a partnership to help people get their GED. And then also we have a campus school, which is a day school with a behavioral health embedded model for grades 7 through 12. So we serve surrounding districts. Right now, we probably have about 21 different districts where kids are come to our day school for education and treatment, and then our bus back home.
I know today we're talking specifically about behavioral health. What is the motivation to focus on that area here?
So I think that coming out of COVID, you know, the numbers have just increased exponentially between the alcohol and drug use, sadly, the number of overdoses in our community, and then also our adolescents and our adults that have really seen an increase in mental health, especially coming out of the pandemic. It has really spiked, and the services are just the need for services is off the charts, and the importance of access to these services is critically important. And so that's why we wanted to highlight what we offer today and talk a little bit about both the inpatient and outpatient.
Sounds good. Well, Christy Elias, you work with the outpatient over at where you're the director at the Integrated Clinic. So thank you for jumping on and joining us as well. So we're talking about behavioral health here, and could you tell us a little bit more about the Integrated Clinic and
and what you do there?
At the Integrated Clinic, we are working with individuals who are diagnosed either with substance use disorder or mental health or both. I would say the majority of our clients struggle with both issues. We provide individual counseling. We provide psychiatric care. And then one of the core pillars over here is our Medicaid-assisted treatment program. So for people who don't know, Medicaid-assisted treatment is providing individuals with an addiction medications to help with the cravings, to help lessen the withdrawal symptoms. So we offer different levels for different individuals. We have Sublocade, Suboxone, Vivitrol. So we have a bunch of different ones. And then along with that, we also encourage individuals to participate in either groups or individual therapy. We offer about 5 different groups here a week. We're looking to increase that. That's one of the things that we struggled with during COVID, and we're trying to re-energize the group model because that is much more successful for individuals struggling with addiction. We are also offering, you know, joint therapy. We team up our substance use disorder therapist with a mental health therapist to make the treatment for individuals struggling with both seamless. Both individuals work together. And then the client can see a nurse practitioner for medications in addition to the Medicaid-assisted treatment.
If somebody may be struggling in the community with some of this behavioral health, and before going to your organization and being outpatient, they may actually need to be under inpatient care. So that's why Dr. Murray is also here as well. And you're the program director at the Gregory E. Polizzini Treatment Center. Dr. Murray, could you tell us a little bit about what you do there?
Our facility provides medically supervised withdrawal and stabilization services for individuals ages 16 and up who may be looking for that direct support that is warranting the level of a detox need. And within our program, we are we're staffed fully around the clock with nursing staff to help support any individual client needs. We also have support staff available, including substance use disorder therapists, as well as clinical aides to assist our clients along their recovery journey while they're in our treatment facility. We work very closely with our outpatient clinic, and we initially will start clients here on that MAT or that medication assisted treatment services, and then connect them with our outpatient providers to help continue that care as they transition from our program into whatever their next level of care would be.
Christy, you notice when, you know, one of your clients comes from that inpatient care, what is the next step then for them in that transition from inpatient to outpatient care, which has to be a very difficult transition?
So because we share a joint medical record, Dr. Murray's team is able to just schedule a client within a couple of days with one of our therapists. Medications are seamless because whatever they started prescribing shows up for us. So we're able to just continue medications. We can see their notes, so we can really continue the treatment that they start. So it's really a pretty seamless move from inpatient to outpatient. They're able to just really pick up where Dr. Murray's team left off and continue the treatment.
Dr. Murray, it must also be difficult seeing these people come in the situations that they're in. How rewarding is it for you to help them along on their journey and get them to the point where they can then move over to the outpatient area?
So it's extremely rewarding. You know, when we have anyone who arrives at our facility, you know, that is a potential life that we could save. And, you know, what I always tell my team is, you know, that life is connected to a family, right? That is a set of parents who will get to see their child clean and sober. That is a potential parent who will then be able to be a better parent for their children. So we are supporting whole families by helping someone who wants to start their journey and get on that process of recovery by being able to provide that support and treatment and care in the work that we do here at Villa of Hope.
Awesome. And maybe Christina, you could jump in as well. We're talking, by the way, with Christina Gullo, who is the CEO at Villa of Hope, also Dr. Murray, who is program director at the Gregory E. Polizzini Treatment Center, and Christy Elias, who is the director at the Integrated Clinic for Outpatient. What was the motivation to start that, and how rewarding has it been for you to witness and the progress that has been made?
Yeah, really good question. So, you know, this all kind of came about in when we were looking strategically in 2011 and 2012 about community need. And there was a research document that was done by the Greater Rochester Health Foundation at the time around the issues in our community to access for services. And, you know, that the wait could be anywhere from 8 weeks to 3 months and sometimes longer. And so we made a decision at that point that it was important to provide access to another, at least outpatient clinic at that time. And so in 2013, we opened the outpatient clinic, which is licensed by the Office of Mental Health. But as Christy Elias said, we also have substance use treatment as well. So the Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse is involved as well, so that we can have an integrated clinic under one license. So it's an Article 31 licensed clinic, and the need started to just, you know, explode in our clinic. And so we very quickly needed to expand, and we've expanded four times over since then in order to meet the need. And we also are currently having a construction project on our main campus, because our outpatient clinic is on Water Tower Park, J Street right now. So we will open another access point on our campus on Dewey Ave. And that will be both obviously for the community, but also it'll be wonderful to have the medication assisted treatment linked with Living Hope and Dr. Murray's program right there on our campus. And so it'll even be, I think, an easier handoff because we'll be in closer proximity as well.
How much more progress needs to be made in the community in this area as well? And where mm-hmm. do you see the organization going in the future in order to meet the needs that are in this community?
The wonderful thing is I will be leaving this position after 12 years at the end of March, where the organization and the board is getting ready to announce a succession plan. But the conversations that have been happening over these last 6 months during the search and with this team of people at the Villa is that the commitment is to continue towards our Vision 2030 around the impact to social determinants of health in these four core areas. And that will continue irregardless of, you know, whoever is in the seat. I think the piece that that the organization will continue to move towards next is the data components and the outcome components of our work, so that we can begin to share and talk about the impact that's being made, and so that we can have performance quality improvement within these programs, because we need to be better all the time. I think, and this is where Dr. Murray and Christy can talk a little bit more, but I the challenges that I see is the workforce and the competition for licensed clinicians and nurses. And so our organization is about trauma-informed commitment to these social determinants of health, a very transparent and open culture, but it is very difficult to compete in the world that we're in right now for scarce resources of especially licensed clinicians and nurses.
Dr. Murray, why don't we then go back to you and ask a similar question about what do we need? You see this firsthand. You're there at the treatment center every day. What is the biggest need there that the community can get involved and help fill?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest needs is just access to services, right? So in our community, you know, we are one of the only organizations, or I shouldn't say one of, we are the only organization who can provide this level of care to individuals the ages 16 and 17, because traditionally detox level of care required someone to be 18 or over in order to receive support, that level of support. So just in the knowing that, you know, our community is a small but growing area, looking at the resources that are available to support individuals who are looking to start their recovery journey, looking for support on continuing that journey moving forward. You know, things like access to supportive living environments is a huge barrier when it comes to connecting folks from our level of care to the next, having the ability to connect them to available inpatient beds is another barrier. So just looking at expanding available resources within our area to meet the continuing needs of this population once they've gotten stable and are ready to continue on, making sure that we can provide them the supports that will help them maintain that success moving forward.
And Christy, what about from the outpatient perspective? What are some of your biggest pain points and needs?
So I think my biggest pain point right now is staffing. We have vacancies for licensed clinicians, which limits our ability to admit new individuals. We're really trying to recruit to fill those positions so that we can open intakes up further. Right now, we just have a limited number of intakes based on staffing patterns. So I think that's our biggest pain point right now. I think the other is just if you know someone in need, just support them along their journey to get into services.
You can learn more about Villa of Hope at villaofhope.org. And two parts to this. You might need help, or you might know someone who needs help, or you might be part of the community who wants to contribute and potentially donate or volunteer in some sort of way. What is the best way, first of all, for maybe Dr. Murray, since you're on the front lines of this, someone who needs help or knows someone who needs help, what is the first step they should take?
Definitely going to our website, villaofhope.org. Can provide a wealth of information about all of our programming and would be a great first step for anyone who's looking for additional information. If you're specifically looking to get connected for a detoxification level of care, then giving us a call at 585-295-6916 is a great first step in just learning about our program and talking about, you know, how we can help support.
Dr. Murray, the program director at the Gregory E. Polizzini Treatment Center, involved with the Villa of Hope, as is Christy Elias, the director at the Integrated Clinic, focusing on outpatient services, and Christina Gullo, the CEO at the Villa of Hope. Thank you all for joining me today, and we're so looking forward to continuing this conversation and highlighting the important work you do in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.